Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming out. Boy, you are a fantastic crowd here tonight.
Thank you.
Wow. And also, we want to let you know that our next performance is Thursday night, no joke, in Bermuda. So we hope to see all of you there.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast number 320, Outlandish Bermuda Sports. That was us last Saturday night at the Capitol Theater in Yakima, Washington, where we did two fantastic performances in front of two huge, loud, responsive crowds. This week, tomorrow, in fact, we leave for Hamilton, Bermuda to perform The Complete World of Sports Abridged as part of the Bermuda Festival of the Performing Arts, and we can't wait. But they will have a tough act to follow. Not only did the great folks at Yakima's Capitol Theater give us great crowds, great crew, and a great theater, they gave us great snacks, including some Washington wine and pale ales. So after the show, after the two shows on Saturday night, over snacks and drinks, we sat in our hotel lobby and talked about what it's like to bring the sports show back after these many months and how much we're looking forward to heading to Bermuda. First time back doing the sports show since August in London. It's now January. What is that, 3.5, 4 months?
Mm-hmm. 5 months.
5 months, and it went so much better than it had any right to go.
True.
Well, and here's the thing. The version we lasted was adapted for a UK audience. Mm-hmm. So there are a significant number of changes, probably more changes on this show to perform it in the UK than anywhere else. Uh-huh. And we last performed the UK version in the middle of August.
Right.
Then we went out, we toured the American History Abridged for 3 months.
Yeah.
And we did a month and a half of the Christmas show, and now we're coming back to do the version of the sports show that we hadn't done.
Yeah.
The American version, when was the last, was it April or May?
It was April or May, so it's been a lot.
Wasn't it March at Sebastiani Theater?
We did April and May.
We took April and May off. Right. It was Sebastiani and the JC in Santa Rosa.
Wow. All right.
March.
So it's really 10 months since we've done this version. Yeah.
Wow. Well,
so you're right. It went way better than it had any right to.
Well, and I have to say, it was so much of it, at least in my mind, was the Yakima audiences. We had two really good audiences, including a terrific matinee crowd that was quite large, and then an evening crowd that was huge.
Yeah,
I mean, that was another great thing. It was great to be back to, sorry, UK, American audiences, loud American audiences.
Yes, I had that feeling wash over me when the very top of the show, before we had even said a word, they were already hooting and hollering and woo, and I just went, oh, we're back. I wanted to kiss the ground and the stage and you in the front row.
Yes, Americans are loud and uncouth, which is not great on the tube, but it's great for a comedy audience.
Yeah.
That's right. Yes, good to be back to loud drunk Americans.
Yes, there is that.
But also, you know, it was just, there's, you know, we got to thank Lance Armstrong, Monty Teo, you know, for their contributions to the jokes in the new show.
I'm still thinking Brandi Chastain, but that's just me. You know. Well, we're trying to, Reed brought this up, we're trying to figure out, is this the biggest crowd we've played to? We're guessing around 800 people for tonight's show. But we think maybe, I mean, not played to ever.
That's for the show, the sports show.
For the sports show. And we're looking back at the venues, and maybe Gainesville, McCarter, we were trying to figure out. Don't know the numbers there.
McCarter, we definitely weren't alert and sold out, no. But Gainesville, that's where you guys, you and Michael and Mick, that was the infamous performance where Michael had a kidney stone, and you spent the day in the emergency room, and
that's right.
And nobody ever, Michael and Mick never got their tech rehearsal because they were in the emergency room all day.
Yeah, and to a sold-out crowd because it was the launch of their season, and a VIP crowd, all the money people and the doctors and the whatnot, so sold-out crowd, expectations high. So maybe we'll just somebody Google it, and then if you can email info@reducedshakespeare.com, let us know what's the house at.
Well, the only thing that was fun
was weird, actually, to come back to the sports show after just having spent a month doing, or 6 weeks doing the Christmas show. The Christmas show is so tight. It's so short. And we get to this show, and there are scenes in the first act, like I walk out into the locker room scene to do that whole locker room sketch, where I do a ton of talking, and I'm going, oh, my God. It seems like at this point, act one would be over in the Christmas show, and here I am still talking. What the hell? That was. It doesn't feel long when we do it, but in comparison to the Christmas show, yeah, it feels longer for sure.
Yeah. No, I don't think it feels long to the audience, but... No. Yeah, but the Christmas show is very, very tight.
And when we say long, we're only talking minutes. Like, I don't know, what, six?
Well, this
or
is
seven?
What you. Yeah, this is what you were saying, Elaine. That the if it's a short run of the first act is like 47 minutes. That means the audience isn't laughing at all, and we're just saying our lines.
Right. 47, 48, sometimes even 49 is kind of like, audience.
And what will be tonight, Elaine?
It was, 52 mm-hmm. this afternoon and 53 tonight,
Woo!
So.
Wow. That's like 3 or 4 minutes of just sheer laughter.
Woo!
Thank you, Yakima.
Yakima.
Well, and now we go from Yakima, from one end of the country, to the end of the other end of the country, plus a couple of hours, to Bermuda. When was the last time we were in Bermuda?
It was a long time ago. I think it must have been in the late 90s.
Yeah, that seems right.
We only played there once. Yeah. We played the Bermuda Festival.
Quincy was a baby, that's right, and he and Dee came with.
Well, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, last time we stayed there, we stayed at this resort, which was owned by Michael Douglas, as I recall.
Mm-hmm. They had a statue of Ariel in the ocean, just off the beach.
The Little Mermaid?
No, the Ariel from The Thing, the sprite, the Tempest.
Yes, oh, that one. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Shakespeare, something to do with Shakespeare.
The Tempest? Or
yeah, I don't know.
Anybody know Shakespeare?
Shakespeare.
If you could Google it and send the answer to info@redoshakespeare.com. So wait a minute, am I going to be jealous? What time of year were you guys in Bermuda? I've never been. It's going to be my first time.
Mm. I don't remember, but I think it was probably the same time because we're going back to the same thing, which is the Bermuda Festival.
All right. Okay.
In Hamilton, Bermuda.
We played some tennis. I do remember playing tennis with Matt Croak. That was cool.
So I suppose it's nothing to shake a stick at. No, that's the wrong thing. It's nothing to.
Can I shake a stick
at it? It's nothing to frown about because we're here where it's freezing. It's like 0 degrees, right. And yet it's going to be 60-something.
Well, the first time I got booked in Bermuda, I go, oh, yes, we're going to the Caribbean. And I look at the map and go, this is nowhere near the Caribbean. This is off of the Carolinas. Yeah.
For the past 6 months, I've been telling everybody I was going to Barbados. And then I get the itinerary like 2 days ago from Allie, and I said... realized we're going to Bermuda. So I told everyone as I left, went, bye, going to Bali, I'll see you later.
Well,
Bali,
and,
Barbados, Bermuda.
And we have played Barbados 2 or 3 times, and that is the Caribbean.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Bermuda, I found to be very, reminded me a lot of England.
Yeah.
I prefer it's
one of their old holdings, right?
Yeah.
They're current. I think
they still hold it.
They still hold it. You know how I know? They have Marks and Spencers at Bermuda. That's how I know. But my sister is my sister and her family like to go to Hawaii a lot, and Hawaii's just too much. I'm not a sun and sand kind of guy, but Bermuda is perfect for me. It's my favorite. It's a perfect combination of Hawaii and England, and to me, that's great. It's beachy, but it's not so beautiful that you want to be at the beach the entire time.
And Don Ho's not there.
Yes, true. That's right.
Of course, he's not in Hawaii anymore either.
No.
But
and they don't do the skirts and the coconut cup bras.
You don't get laid when you get off the plane in Bermuda.
Oh man. Well then, I'm
more formal.
Yes. Way more formal.
And so what kind of festival is this? A theater festival? A comedy festival? Are we...
It's a theater festival.
I think it's an... Is it theater or is it arts? I think there's music.
I think it's arts.
Yeah, I think it's an arts festival. So
how did we slip in?
It's been they define arts loosely.
But it's been a while since we've been there, so it's kind of terrific that they're having us back.
Hey, but we're looking out because when I talked to the TD at the theater that we're going into, he said that we are the first of, 12 that they have? So we get these people relatively fresh. we get a load in, we get to do a show, they're going to have a good laugh, and then we get to go away and they get to do 12 more.
Well, and it will be interesting to see what the makeup of the audience is. And I don't really remember. It's a lot of expats.
Like, you do a lot of rouge and heavy mascara, right?
Mm-hmm. Lots of goth. Lots of goth eyelashes. But whether it's mostly Americans, whether it's mostly Brits, whether mostly others.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember it. I seem to think it was mostly wealthy white people is what I remember.
of every stripe.
Yes. Yes. A wide variety of wealthy white people of a certain age.
Hello. As far as I know, I'm Weird Al Yankovic, and you're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you RSC the RSC? Well, after this week in Hamilton, Bermuda, we have no performances in February, but we will return with performances in Scottsdale, Arizona, and Moorhead, Minnesota in March. Then we begin a 12-week tour of Great Britain starting the first week in April. As always, the very best way to stay up to date about all of our worldwide performance dates is to sign up for the Reduced Reader, our email newsletter. Go to ReducedShakespeare.com and click on the link to subscribe and check out our touring page for specific box office venue and ticket information. And now back to the lobby of the Red Lion Hotel in Yakima, Washington, talking about how much we're looking forward to returning to Bermuda.
It seems like it's a little bit like Anchorage, a little bit like Yakima. You know, we're going to a place where people don't go generally, and so they're very grateful for entertainers to come there. So I can't wait to get.
Well, I'm also trying to think which version of the sports show are we going to do. It's only an hour. Yeah. East of America,
right?
But there's a very heavy English influence, so I think it'll be interesting to find out. I don't know the answer.
Wow, maybe
they probably get American TV, but right, maybe they're also watching soccer from England. I don't know.
And perhaps their sports allegiance is still, you know, with the Queen and, you know, country. So maybe it's a mix of both.
Yeah.
So it's whatever sport the Queen plays.
Yeah.
And as your stage manager,
corgi walking.
As your stage manager, it'll be fascinating to see which version you do when I get there too.
Well, we have three shows in Bermuda, so I suspect we'll do three different versions.
Yes. Cool. Mm-hmm.
And one for students. So just to further mess us up.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. It looks like we're not going to be doing any coasting in Bermuda because we're yeah.
Student cuts. Oh.
Yes. No, but I'm hoping to go snorkeling. I might not coast, really? But I'm going to snorkel. Is that allowed, or is that against
It's going to be pretty cold water.
It's still the north. It's still the Atlantic in January.
I'm just thinking. Okay,
I'll check my phone. Hang on. Yeah. You guys talk amongst yourselves.
Okay.
I will snorkel in the deep end of the heated pool at the resort that we're staying in.
There's apparently a really good snorkel trail somewhere up near the dockyards. I want to say in the fort.
I visited that last time,
like,
before
really
it. It was fun.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't do much tourist, being a tourist. Well, it doesn't look like this time we're going to have much time to be tourists. But I tend not to be a tourist when I go in these places. Mm. But just because I've been a tourist in too many places and come home and just been exhausted. And remember, we got sick from exhaustion after that trip to Israel that one.
I did think about, you know, one thing I like to do if we're going away someplace nice is I'll often just delay my return flight so that I've got a few extra days to treat myself. And I thought about that with this, but looks like we're both going to be busy heading straight back to the UK start auditions for... Reduced Shakespeare Company's UK tour of the Shakespeare Show.
That's right.
So no time to play around.
No, which will be a whole other podcast.
That's a whole other podcast.
Which we'll record while we're sitting there waiting for some good actors to show.
Right. Of which there will be plenty, my friend.
All right.
Yeah,
it's going to be in the 60s. It's going to be raining the first half of the week. And we get there Wednesday.
We get there Tuesday.
Oh.
Well, three of us get there Tuesday. When it's raining.
Given the travel karma that we've had in the past 2 days, we're hoping for better travel karma going to Bermuda.
Oh, yeah.
So we all actually arrive in the same town before we have to do the show.
That's right.
Well, and getting here to Yakima, Matt Rippey, you had another adventure, didn't you?
Oh, holy moly, did I ever.
Can you tell us the reduced version of it?
The reduced version is that it was worth... The pain and agony because I set a personal record. The journey from Berkhamsted, England to Yakima is officially the longest I have ever traveled to get from A to B. It took me 2 days. In the end, I counted and I came out to be just shy of 43 hours. 43 hours of travel.
Yeah. And there was a pilot who was not cleared to fly to land in the fog in Seattle.
If all had gone as planned, it was already going to be a long journey. So Heathrow, it took me 2 hours to get to Heathrow because I was in rush hour traffic. So so just that alone, getting to Heathrow was a pain. Heathrow to Dallas-Fort Worth, Dallas-Fort Worth to Seattle, Seattle to Yakima, which I've been told is that's the pronunciation, Yakima. Right. And yet we circled Seattle, and because this poor chap didn't have the hours or the credentials to land in fog, we circled for an hour and then began to run out of fuel, so landed in Portland. and then 2 hours of waiting in line just to get a hotel, put me up in the hotel. Next morning, get on the plane, fly to Seattle, circle Seattle for an hour, start to run out of fuel, fly back to Portland.
Now, this is the same pilot, isn't it?
It's the same pilot.
Who can't land in the fog in Seattle.
Can't land in the fog. So we get off.
Why is he flying to Seattle if he can't land in fog?
Exactly. Hello. Exactly. Why is he flying at all? Yeah. I mean, there's fog in lots of places.
Does he have a weather app on his little iPhone? So then we at this point everyone's starting to fray. So they decide to charter a bus, but then at the last minute, after half the people have agreed to the bus, they come in and announce that the weather's clearing and there's an 80% chance that we'll be able to land. And this one guy raises his hand and says, "Is the pilot the same pilot?" And they went, "Yes, it'll be the same pilot." And then like 20 people just went, whoa, then we're not going. And so I got on the plane with like 10% of the original people who were on that plane. I think there were like 15 of us who were going to brave the odds. Uh-huh. And there was a group of kids. I love these kids. And if you're listening, then you guys rock. These students decided that they had had enough. So when they got on the plane, they sat down in first class. And they were like, "Who's going to move me?" And they looked at the flight hostess. "You gonna move me?" And they were like, "We can't really do that to you, could we? Because it's been a long couple of days."
Wow.
And so they were up there having a ball. And the two guys who were in the first class, they were welcoming these kids and going, "Yeah, what are you guys doing?" Yeah. And then, as it turns out, they were all, trying to get to Seattle to interview for Microsoft. So they all had really highly intelligent conversations right. about programming.
And did you make it?
But we finally made it. So you 43 did. Hours later, I found myself here. In beautiful Yakima, but those two crowds made it worth it. So thank you, Yakima. And no thanks, sorry to the pilot of American Airlines. Get a license.
That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast. Send us your travel tips via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can also post comments on many of our website pages, and you can post reviews on iTunes. You can interact with other fans at our website and our Reduced Shakespeare Company Facebook fan page. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter @Reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks, as always, to webmaster Matt Rippey, fairy sprite Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and GarageBand. Our random fan shout-out this week goes to Christian Phipps. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to National Treasure Weird Al Yankovic, whose longtime drummer, as it happens, is John Bermuda Schwartz. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 920-960th of the Reduced Shakespeare Company.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Welcome back to America Sports, and here's to 2013.
This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less. So much less.